from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Between Paul and I, we're definitely going to miss something big, and it's going to happen soon. Today, apparently, we were supposed to be out in Monroeville. Neither one of us got the email. So I literally just found out about it. And the text message was from our boss reminding us that we're supposed to be at Studio B today. And Paul's response to him was, oh, blank, which would have been my response too. Paul, one of us has got to get our stuff together. You and I are going to miss. We're going to miss some unbelievably gigantic event. I only check my email on the 15th of the month, my work email.
Why?
Once a month. I don't know. I'm afraid of it. I don't want to know. No news is good news for me with email. and text, isn't texting the way we communicate? Who checks email anymore? I don't check email.
Why don't you have notifications on your email that pop up on your phone every time you get an email?
Can you help me turn that on?
I can.
Thank you, City Limits.
You're quite welcome.
Paul, do you have that?
What?
Where if you get an email, there's a notification on your phone? I don't want to get one every time I get an email. It'll be popping all day.
I have it set up with my Post-Gazette email. So I get notifications for my Post-Gazette email.
That's smart. I'm worried about us, though. There's going to be like, I don't know, some gigantic meeting or some show we're doing at the stadium, and neither one of us will know.
Well, I look at this Odyssey email every day, but the problem is I look at it once, and then once I look at it, I don't look at it again the rest of the day. So I saw it yesterday morning.
Yeah, so neither one of us knew, but we'll be out at Studio B tomorrow. That's the good news. I love being out at Studio B, but I need to pay attention to my... Maybe that'll be a New Year's resolution.
Yes.
Four months from now.
Check my... Do you know how many... I'm going to read to you right now. This is not a lie. I'm going to go to my Gmail and tell you both how many emails are in the system. And you can come in and check
that
for yourself.
That are unread?
No, that are in my inbox. Does that mean unread? They're in my inbox. Let's just put it that way. Both of you take a guess.
Have you read them?
Most of them, no. This is not... No, I haven't read most of these. No, in fact, I haven't read any because there's a different thing that's just for read. These are the number of unread emails in my Gmail account. I'll give you both a guess. And the number's right here, so I ain't lying.
22,600.
Paul?
7,000.
72,567.
Wow. And I thought my 12,364 was high.
I just don't care, and I don't have time. Half of this is just garbage. It's crap. It's political ads. It's look at this crap. It's a Thursday Night Football media Zoom. It's
you should join that.
Voting by mail. It's dramatic slam swings momentum in AL East. Niagara Falls Hotel looks to double in size. Joe, wait, don't scroll past. Can I have 30 seconds? It's 95% of it is absolute crap, Paul.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the problem. One of the things is you get bogged down, and because we're media, every single PR person everywhere, you know?
Right.
When they send out that we're on media lists, we just get You know, and I mean, I'm looking at mine right now just because we were talking about it. You know, event preview, something about motorsports and at somewhere. This one is NFL teams ranked by roster age.
That would be interesting. Can you pull that one up? I'd be actually curious to know where the Steelers rank in terms of oldest teams in the league.
This one is NCAA women's volleyball match times. This one is Disney price rises.
I've got one from Sorgel's Orchards out in the North Hills in Wexford. Do you know about them?
Yep.
What a wonderful place that is. Another one from Sports Force Parks. We had some great softball tournaments out there when she was little, back when it was fun.
Here we go. Let me pull it up for you. And
let me guess. Where are the Steelers in terms of age limits? They are the blank oldest team in the NFL.
24th.
24th? I'm going to say they're the sixth oldest team in the whole league.
I meant because of their offense.
You're right. Then Russell Wilson is here.
Yeah, I meant from like, I'm thinking the opposite way around. Okay. So 24th would be eighth.
Eighth. I think sixth oldest, Paul.
Who's the oldest?
L.A. Rams.
Average age, 27 years, 5 months, 29 days. Who's the oldest?
Not the Rams.
The Rams.
Maybe Baltimore's up there?
I don't know.
The Rams are actually 31st. They're almost the youngest team.
What?
They've had a big roster turnover.
That's interesting.
Yes.
All right.
Here we go. The Bills are the oldest team.
Yeah, because they have 96-year-old Von Miller still in their starting lineup.
What? Okay, so you guessed what? Eighth?
I said eighth.
Sixth.
Ninth. Steelers are ninth.
Very nice city limits. 27. I'm proud of us.
They are 9 days younger than the Redskins on average.
Who else in the AFC North? Tell me the oldest teams.
So the third oldest team in the NFL is the Bengals, 27 years. 5 months, 9 days.
Man, does that speak to the short shelf life of an NFL player? The third oldest team in the league has an average age of 27. How about that?
The fourth oldest team in the league, the Cleve Brownies.
Mm.
27 years, 5 months, 9 days. The Steelers are ninth, and the Baltimore Ravens, any guess?
15th.
I'll say 18th.
17th.
Huh.
26 years, 8 days, and 26 years, 8 months, and 16 days.
Speaking of them, I think that Kyle Hamilton is a low-key candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. Anyone? Reactions, thoughts, opinions, feelings?
I think he's probably a top 10 defensive player in all football. He's that good.
Paul?
I could see that.
Kid's unbelievable.
Yeah, I could see that.
Anywho, we were talking about...
I was going to tell you this.
Yeah.
Who's the youngest team in the NFL?
The Arizona Cardinals. Who's got the youngest quarterback?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Probably the Bears.
Did Kenny Pickett drag down the Eagles' age?
Arizona Cardinals are 15th at 26 years, 9 months, 18 days.
Houston has to be pretty young.
Denver.
Denver is 30th. 26 years, 1 month, 19
New
days.
England. New England's the youngest team in the NFL.
New England is 21st.
Holy horse milk. Limits?
Houston said they're 12th.
12th.
They're a very old team, actually.
What about Tennessee? They're pretty young.
Tennessee is 19th.
Tell us.
I guess not.
I give up.
We've heard for years that this guy, that their quarterback is a lot younger than others, even though he's been in the league for a while.
Trevor Lawrence.
Jordan Love.
Oh, the Packers. That's a good point.
Interesting.
When you look at Jordan Love, this is his fifth year, right? I think this is his fifth year.
Yeah.
He's still only 25 years old.
That's amazing. He's younger than Pickett.
Yes. So.
Holy corn follicles.
There you have it.
All right. I love that. See, that was a useful email and a very interesting email.
Here's one. Penguins announced their promotional schedule.
I was just going to read that. Tell me about some of their promotions while we're on that. Yeah. Wait, the Yager bobbleheads are back on January 11th.
There we have it.
The Patrick Hornquist bobblehead night. That is incredible. This is a great list of bobbleheads. Listen to this. Mario bobbleheads on October 18th. Yager bobbleheads on January 11th. The Horny Boy Wonder, Patrick Hornquist on February 1st, and Max Talbot on February 27th. Limits, if I gave you tickets to any one of those bobblehead nights, which one are you going to? Lemieux, Yager, Talbot, Horny Boy Wonder.
I'd say Lemieux.
Paul?
Isn't there a Kessel one too?
Is there? Oh, there is one.
Lemieux or Kessel.
Phil Kessel on March 20th. That is an all-time March 21st against Columbus. That's an all-time bobblehead lineup in the history of Pittsburgh sports.
How about Mike Bullard?
They should have a Mike Bullard bobblehead night with Mario passing him a puck for an easy goal.
How about
I'd take the Kessel one.
Are there people that collect these bobbleheads?
That's what I was wondering. Are bobbleheads still a thing? Limits? He's talking to a salesman again.
I was talking to Craig this time. Yes, bobbleheads are still a thing, but I don't think as prevalent.
My thing is...
You know, I have one thing about bobbleheads.
What?
When the Pirates have bobblehead nights, this absolutely just irritates the hell out of me. Bobblehead nights at PNC Park, people will buy 7 tickets to the game, go to the game, present 7 tickets, take their bobbleheads, and leave.
You blame them?
They will leave. I'm talking about this was like July when the Pirates were in the heat of it and Paul Skeens was pitching. They'd get their bobbleheads.
I don't believe
that. 7 bobbleheads. I watched 3 people do it.
On nights that Skeens was pitching in July?
It was Skeens, Jones, or Keller. One of the 3. But this was not like a bad matchup.
What were you going to say, Paul?
I saw it for Yinzerpalooza weekend, too. And people just leave. They take their bobbleheads and they get out of there. And I think it's ridiculous.
I wonder if there are collection.
Do you have bobbleheads?
I don't have a single one.
Do you keep sports memorabilia? Ron hated it.
No, I don't hate it. I just here's my biggest problem. I just don't like having clutter. Like I don't have like having stuff.
Do you have a man cave where you watch games?
No. If I did, I guess I would maybe have like some stuff hanging up, like some pictures and stuff.
You must have a Dion jersey in your house, do you?
No. I don't even think I have a Florida State jersey in my house.
I've been to this guy's house. He's it's like a sports museum.
Yeah, no,
it's just beginning. Hopefully, there's more memorabilia there over the years.
Right, but my thing is, I'm just not a stuff guy. You know what I mean?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, me neither. I have a couple things hanging up there. A little Thurman Thomas autographed.
The only thing I need hanging up.
Photo.
Is, 70-inch screen TV.
I do like that.
I just watch TV.
I have a Bob McAdoo photo.
I like to watch TV.
I have a Willie Stargell photo. I have a piece of Three River Stadium turf given to me by the maestro who used to pick games with us. Wonderful man.
I do have now in my office, I sell insurance, and I have an office in Monroeville.
I didn't know you sold insurance.
Yeah, I do. So anyway.
Did you know this, Limits?
Yes.
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of insurance?
Getting ready to do health insurance. Getting ready to go into a busy season here with Medicare and stuff. But anyway, I have in my office a photo of Bobby Bowden and Mazeroski, signed by both of them.
Oh wow!
On the golf course.
Oh wow!
You were there when You were there when General Patton presented it to me.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And I have a General Patton special.
Yes.
It's Merlin Olsen and Jack Youngblood.
Yes.
Standing side by side on the Rams defensive line. Nobody can figure out why it's there, but it's there because it's an unbelievable photo and because those are the greatest uniforms in sports history.
And I also have,
yeah.
I also have a football signed that was presented to me by Mr. Ron Cook when he was leaving. It's a Florida State football signed by Jimbo Fisher.
Wow.
Ron gave you that?
Yes.
Where did he get it?
I guess his daughter or something. I don't know.
She went to Florida State
or whatever. And he's like, I was going through my house, you know, cleaning some things out. And he's like, I saw this and thought of you.
That was nice of him.
Very nice. So I keep it, you know, even though Jimbo Fisher is not one of my favorite people, for obvious reasons. Although I can't hate him too much because he did win a national title. But I keep it because it's a little memento from Ron.
What a wonderful man.
Yes.
I use things that are autographed. People, I got this from you. I got the autographed Josh Allen Bills hat.
Yeah, right.
And I wear it out on the golf course, and people are like, why are you wearing that? I said, why wouldn't I? It's just a hat.
Right.
Plus, it's really cool that it's autographed by him. So I wear it. And if I get an autographed baseball, I got one from the 79 Pirates. I bid on an auction on PBS, our version, Channel 17, back in Buffalo. Love the Pirates. Called in. One of the most exciting moments of my life, Paul.
Yeah.
They auctioned off the 79 Pirate autographed baseball, and I guess nobody cared about it there, but I sure did, and I won.
Wow.
They announced my name on TV, and I won that ball.
That's a thrill right there.
But I didn't put it in a glass case. I went around to the high school and started hitting homers with
it. Oh, no.
Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't
I? What is this, the Sandlot?
Yes.
The Sandlot.
I don't understand just keeping something that could be used. I just got a football. I'm trying to think who it got autographed by. Who did it get autographed
by?
And
you wear your Josh Allen hat all the time.
Yeah, I just said that.
Someone,
that was how I led the conversation.
Well, but my point is, you use that, you use the baseball. I frame everything.
I know. I saw your house is amazing. It's an amazing shrine.
A councilman from Mayfield Village. That's pretty cool. Mark Arndt is his name. He chimed in on the Twitter line. Bobbleheads are still huge. There's a very large market for them. Value still very high.
Interesting.
Yeah, we have a texter that said he was really mad about the Wiz Khalifa bobblehead. The texter did not get one, but some people had bags of like 6+ bobbleheads in it. That's
did that
my
one
point.
Come with him smoking a joint by any chance?
No, but it played black and yellow.
Did it? If you press the button?
Yeah.
What?
I have it. I can bring it in tomorrow.
I would be willing to bet that there are people like probably now hearing your story of people that just go to use the ticket to get the bobblehead.
Yeah.
I believe that there are probably people that do that all over the country, right?
I'm sure of it.
Must be.
If there's a bobblehead.
I have Jerome Bettis signed jersey and football that I have in a frame from when I did Skylights my senior year of high school. I was a Skylights high school correspondent. It's the first like broadcast thing I ever did. And we actually got to go to a taping of Jerome Bettis' show.
What?
And you get to bring a guest. So I brought my dad. And, I mean, you've met my dad.
Wonderful
love
man.
Love sports.
Yeah.
He brought a jersey in and we got it signed and a football by Jerome. He was great with his time. We met him afterward and talked for like 20 minutes. It was cool.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And, of course, the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've touched on many different things today. Your vision for Steelers Falcons. How does this game play out? The Cam Hayward contract. We talked about that. My golf addiction causing problems at home. I think I have some people willing to offer me some advice on that. 412-928-9370. That Steelers talk was brought to you by Bet365. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And guess what? It's time to go for Starkey's Card of the Week. Is the General on the line? We've kept him waiting.
Yes, he is.
which was very rude of us. Every Wednesday, hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. On the other hand, General, our topic of conversation was right up your alley, right?
It certainly was.
And we've all...
I was getting a little queasy when I heard about the 79 ball being launched into the outfield.
What better? I mean, to stand at the
Although
plate...
I'm assuming launched is the proper word there.
Yeah, I had a corked bat. I followed... there was an article in Sports Illustrated on how to cork a bat by Norm Cash. So I corked a bat. My dad was throwing me the Pirates ball, and I was launched. I mean, what better feeling? A ball autographed by Willie Stargell, I was cracking into the outfield with a corked bat ball.
We were talking about the value of bobbleheads, and who better to tell us if they're worth anything and what they're worth is than you. I mean, is there a big market for the bobbleheads?
I will tell you, we have a couple of thousand of them in stock, and it's a weird market. The really good ones are really good, and the really bad ones are really bad. The thing that's interesting is the Steelers never give anything away because they don't have to. They sell all their tickets. So the Pirates repetitively give away bobbleheads, and people have been conditioned to that. But a family of six goes to the game, and mom says, we only need one of those. Get rid of five. So that slugs the market up a little bit. But the good ones, Clemente, Mazeroski, McCutcheon, those are still good.
Man, I'm all over these Penguin promotions this year. Kudos to them. Bobbleheads of Mario, Yager, Hornquist, Talbot, and Kessel. Then they have a Grateful Dead night on November 16th. This is incredible. A WWE night on December 17th where Kabali will be there, and then Star Wars, which they do all the time. This is incrinculent, General. Your card of the week is, Paul, would you like to guess?
Russell Wilson.
Let's see. Football, baseball, Caitlin Clark. Limits?
Cam Hayward.
What do you got?
All good guesses, but Paul's all over it. We're going prophetic this week. I'm going to imagine Russell Wilson's name is going to be mentioned on the Fan more than anyone in the next month, good or bad. So we're putting it up there. We got a Russell Wilson 2012 Panini rookie card.
General, you're a wonderful man. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good one.
There it is, a Russell Wilson card. Go to our website for your chance to win, 93.7thefan.com, our contesting page.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.